The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. There have been quite a few times when unarmed police officers in the Isle of Man have faced up to armed men. But as far as I've been able to discover, only one has been shot. It happened on Monday, November the 8th, 1909, on a chilly morning on Douglas Seafront. Events began when a young police constable, Stanley Kane, was on duty on Loch Promenade, and he was told by members of the public that they had seen a man push a dog off the prom down onto the beach below, breaking its leg. PC Kane had the man pointed out to him on Central Promenade and challenged him to explain his actions. The man turned out to be a foreigner of some sort and seemed not to understand what PC Kane was saying to him. But they walked back together to Loch Promenade in search of the dog's owner until the man refused to go any further. PC Kane told him that if he did not cooperate he might have to be locked up, and took hold of him by his overcoat. Nobody could have expected what happened next. The man, who was powerfully built, pulled an American .22 caliber revolver from his coat pocket and fired three rounds at PC Kane at close range. One missed, but the other two hit him in the head and he fell to the ground, miraculously not killed but badly wounded. The man coolly dropped the gun back into his pocket and walked off down the promenade, leaving PC Kane behind him. A crowd gathered and followed the gunman, who kept his hand in his pocket in a manner which persuaded people to keep their distance, and eventually he fetched up, brought to bay, as it were, against the promenade wall opposite Peveril Square. The crowd still kept well away from him, but other police officers had now been called to the scene. They were unarmed, like PC Kane had been, but they had sent for rifles to be brought to them from Douglas Police Headquarters. You have to wonder how many of them had had any training in the use of firearms. The situation was one which was far from common in the Isle of Man in those days, before the First World War. But before the rifles arrived, one of the officers, PC Charles Kane, no relation to the wounded officer, had been given a revolver by a nearby shopkeeper called Walter Crane. What firearms training he had had, I don't know, but he was ready to use his gun, and he was ready to go up against his man face to face, watched breathlessly by what was now a huge crowd. He was a brave man, and ready to do his duty. He walked towards his man, revolver in hand, down by his side. The gunman reacted instantly. He pulled his revolver out of his overcoat pocket, pointed it at Kane at 5 yards range, and pulled the trigger. Kane should have been hit, but there was no shot, only a click. It was a misfire. Kane had also lifted his gun, but disdained to use it. With the speed of lightning, that's how it was described in the Isle of Man Examiner's report of events, he leapt at his would-be killer and seized his gun arm. A second officer, who was in the front of the crowd, sailed in with Kane, and they disarmed their man and held him fast, taking no chances on him escaping and causing more trouble. The crowd now felt safe and joined in the melee, while officers tried to protect the man and take him into custody. Now he even pulled a knife out, but this was torn from him. This was a very dangerous man indeed, and what still has to be told about him and his background will be in the History Man's second instalment of the story to come next week.